Welcome to the Pit Cop Podcast. Today we are strapping in for a serious deep dive into the architecture of online success.
We are. We're talking about how to transform a simple, you know, a passion-driven blog into a profitable, high-traffic digital venture.
And we're pulling this knowledge directly from Pitcott's own bestseller ebooks, which together provide what we're calling the blueprint for blogging success.
Exactly. This isn't just theory. It's really a mission to unpack the 13 essential actionable steps you need to build a sustainable online business.
Yeah, and the source material is so clear on this. In today's content landscape, blogging is a full-on strategy game.
It's so much more than just writing well.
It demands deliberate planning, optimization, and a real focus on your audience. If you're serious about taking your blog from a hobby to an actual income stream, this is the map you need.
It really is.
And speaking of that, Matt, if you want the full detailed context for everything we're about to discuss, you can find it right now. Just head over to www.pitcott.com/booksus to download those bestseller ebooks.
So where do we start? Let's get into it. The ground level. Before you even write your first captivating headline, you need three non-negotiable foundational elements in place.
Step one, choosing the right platform. Now, when you're brand new, the advice here is pretty sensible. Start with ease.
Right. Free options like Blogger or WordPress.com are fine at the very beginning.
They let you focus on content, right, without all the technical stress.
Exactly. But that ease is really just a grace period. The blueprint stresses that real growth requires a commitment to, well, professionalism.
So at some point, you have to make the leap.
The moment you start thinking about reliable monetization or building serious brand authority, you absolutely have to transition to a custom self-hosted domain.
Why is that so non-negotiable? I mean, besides the obvious thing of not having, you know, .wordpress.com in your URL.
It's about two things, trust and control. From a reader's perspective, a custom domain, it just immediately signals that you're serious.
Okay, so it looks more professional.
And from a technical standpoint, full control means you can implement complex SEO tools, you can optimize your site speed without limitations, and this is critical, you own 100% of your data and content. You're building on your own land, not renting it.
That makes perfect sense. Okay, so now that the technical foundation is set, step two is where you define the entire trajectory of your business. Identify your niche.
This step, I think, is what separates the hobbyists from the strategists. Yes, of course, you need to define your core topic parenting, tech reviews, food recipes.
Whatever it is you're passionate about.
Right. But the true strategy lies in what comes next, which is deep analytical keyword research.
So we're not just talking about picking a topic you love, but finding that overlap between your passion and real measurable consumer demand.
Exactly. You have to pinpoint trending topics where the keyword difficulty isn't impossibly high, but the search volume shows genuine interest.
Can you give an example?
Well, the most successful blogs don't try to compete on huge keywords like coffee. Instead, they target long-tail, hyper-specific phrases like, say, best pour-over apparatus for high-altitude camping.
That's a brilliant distinction. It ensures you're not just, you know, yelling into an empty auditorium. But here's a common worry I hear. If I niche down too much, won't I run out of things to write about?
That's a great point. And the blueprint suggests that a well-defined niche, paradoxically, actually opens up more doors.
How so?
By being highly specific, you attract a dedicated audience, a loyal tribe. And this tribe trusts you deeply on that specific subject, which means they're more engaged.
And that engagement is what leads to profit later on.
Precisely. It's far better to be the definitive expert for, say, 5,000 engaged users than a generalist for 50,000 casual visitors who just bounce right off your site.
Speaking of feeding that tribe, that brings us to step three. It addresses the rhythm of your content creation, consistent updates. You call it the metabolism of the blog.
Consistency is just paramount, not just for your readers, but for search engines too. Google heavily weights freshness and reliability.
Right. A burst of content and then radio silence for 3 months. That's a bad signal.
A very bad signal. It tells search engines your site might not be authoritative or trustworthy. It damages your EAT score, essentially.
So what's the target?
The guide recommends aiming for at least a few posts a week. But the real key isn't just quantity over quality. It's establishing a reliable schedule you can actually stick to. You're signaling to everyone, humans and algorithms, that you are a serious, active source of information.
Okay, let's unpack the next phase. We've got the foundation, we've found our tribe, and we're committed to showing up. Now, how do we make sure millions of people actually see what we're building?
This is where we move into the engine of growth, steps 4 and 5.
And this is recognizing that just creating the content is really only half the battle.
Oh, absolutely.
So step 4 is straightforward but relentlessly important. Drive traffic. The content calls it the lifeblood of the whole operation.
It is. The methods are multi-pronged. You've got SEO for organic search, social media for instant reach, email marketing for retention.
But the blueprint really emphasizes a more proactive ground game, doesn't it?
It does. You can't just publish and pray.
Right.
You have to actively participate in online communities where your audience gathers.
Mm-hmm.
Think Reddit subreddits, specialized Facebook groups, niche forums.
You're taking the content to the people.
You have to. Each share, each comment, each click you earn through that kind of personal networking is a high-value conversion. It turns a casual reader into a loyal follower.
And then, of course, the biggest driver of long-term passive traffic is the one that many people find the most daunting. Step 5, optimize for search engines, SEO.
The great thing about the Pidcot approach here is that it really demystifies SEO. It positions it as your best friend, not something scary.
So the basics are pretty straightforward.
The foundational tactics are targeted keywords, compelling meta descriptions that make people want to click, a clean site structure.
Yeah.
But for this audience, we should probably focus on performance.
And performance is more than just keywords, I'm guessing.
Oh, yeah. We're talking about things like site speed and mobile responsiveness. Google's core web vitals are now critical.
So if your blog takes 5 seconds to load on a phone,
all the perfect keywords in the world won't save you. You've already lost that user. Optimization means ensuring the user experience is flawless from the second they click your link.
And how do we know if any of this is actually working?
Measurement. It's central. You have to be using tools like Google Analytics. You're tracking performance indicators like bounce rates, traffic sources, and user behavior on the page.
Okay, let's take bounce rate. If my bounce rate is, say, 85%, what does that tell me beyond the obvious people are leaving?
It tells you there's a mismatch between what they searched for and what your content delivered. Maybe your meta description overpromised, or maybe the article is just a giant wall of text.
So you use that data to fix it.
Exactly. You take that high bounce rate, you tweak the content, tighten up the introduction, and then you check to see if the metric improves. It's a continuous feedback loop.
It reminds me of that analogy they use in the blueprint.
The gardening analogy. It's perfect. You plant the seed, your content, and then you constantly water it, adjust the soil, prune it. That's your data analysis. That's how you help your blog bloom. SEO is iterative. You never just set it and forget it.
Okay, let's move on to the next set of strategies, 6 through 10. These are all about connecting with the people we've attracted and making sure the content is appealing enough to keep them coming back. Step 6, engage your audience.
If traffic is the lifeblood, engagement is the heart.
That's a great way to put it.
You have to transform from just being a publisher into a community leader. That means interacting authentically, replying to comments, asking good questions, running polls or quizzes.
The emotional connection is everything, isn't it?
It is. Readers want to feel seen and heard. When you acknowledge their feedback, you're not just responding, you're fostering real loyalty.
And that loyalty makes them much more receptive to what comes next. Step 7, utilizing multiple platforms.
This is basically a risk management strategy wrapped in a growth strategy. You absolutely cannot put all your eggs in one basket.
Because if Facebook changes its algorithm overnight,
and 80% of your traffic comes from there, your business model just collapsed.
So diversification. Share posts on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn.
And this is key. Diversify your content format, too. The blueprint encourages using videos, infographics, short-form clips, live streams. Different people consume media differently.
That's a really good point. An infographic on Instagram could pull in a whole new audience.
It widens your reach and keeps everything feeling fresh.
Now let's talk about presentation. Even the best content can fail if it's just painful to read. Step 8, keep it concise.
We all have short attention spans. It's just a reality.
And a wall of text is the fastest way to lose a visitor.
The absolute fastest. So formatting is key. Break paragraphs into short, bite-sized chunks, no more than 3 or 4 lines. Use strong subheadings, bullet points, numbered lists.
Make it skimmable.
Exactly. Easy to skim, but still packed with value. You have to respect the reader's time.
And that visual structure flows right into step 9, visual appeal.
Pictures really do speak louder than words, especially online. Visuals, good images, infographics, short videos, do 3 critical things for you.
Okay, what are they?
1, they hold attention. 2, they explain concepts quickly. And 3, they dramatically increase how shareable your content is on social media. They just make for a smoother, more inviting reading experience.
And to tie all this together, this idea of connection and presentation, we land on step 10, the personal touch.
This is the secret sauce. In a world just saturated with generic AI-written content, authenticity is the ultimate differentiator.
So this means sharing personal stories, insights, maybe even failures.
Yes. That vulnerability builds profound trust. It makes the blog feel like it was written by a friend they trust, not some faceless corporation. That authenticity transforms your content platform into a relationship.
And those relationships are what sustain a blog long term.
They're everything.
You know, if these strategic insights are resonating with you and how you're planning your own content journey, just remember that all of these actionable steps come directly from Pidcot's resources. We really encourage you to explore the whole ecosystem of tools and education we provide by visiting www.pidcot.com.
Okay, so now that we've established the strategy, attracted the audience, and refined the content, it's time for the payoff.
Right. The final three steps are all about professionalizing your blog and turning all that traffic into actual income.
Let's start with step 11. Monetize your blog. This is the moment when all that strategic planning starts to turn into a financial reward.
And the guide offers a whole spectrum of options.
It does. There's Google AdSense for high volume traffic, affiliate marketing for niche product recommendations, sponsored posts for brand collaborations, or even selling your own digital products like ebooks or courses.
But the key here is alignment, right? You can't just throw ads on everything.
Precisely. You have to pick strategies that genuinely match your niche and your audience's needs. If you run a high-end luxury travel blog, cheap AdSense ads might devalue your brand.
But selling a curated, high-ticket travel course would be perfect.
Exactly. Monetization, when it's done correctly, is just tangible proof that you're delivering real value.
And following that income stream, we hit step 12, track performance. If monetization is the reward, analytics are your secret weapon for increasing it.
And you have to move beyond vanity metrics, like just total page views. That's essential. We're talking about setting up goal tracking in your analytics software.
What does that mean in practice?
It means tracking micro conversions, like email signups, and macro conversions, like actual product purchases.
So instead of just checking if an article got 1,000 views, you're checking if those 1,000 views resulted in, say, 50 new newsletter subscribers.
Yes. You track traffic, engagement, and conversions. You use those insights to tweak your calls to action, refine your sales funnels. Mm. Knowledge isn't just power, it's profit optimization.
And finally, the step that cements the whole shift from hobbyist to entrepreneur. Step 13, professionalize your blog.
This is really a holistic mindset change. It requires proactive investment. You solidify the self-hosted domain. You maintain a clean, intuitive design. You ensure consistent branding everywhere. You are treating this platform like a legitimate business.
And a legitimate business needs relationships.
Absolutely. Investment in networking is crucial. Collaborate with other bloggers. Seek out high-value guest posting opportunities. Actively participate in your niche. Treating the blog with quality and consistency is what attracts loyal readers and, more importantly, high-value opportunities.
So as we wrap up, let's reflect on this blueprint. We've covered 13 strategic steps, from the technical foundation all the way through to professional monetization. It's a really comprehensive framework.
I think the primary takeaway from the Pidcot blueprint is that success isn't about luck. It's not about going viral one time. It's achieved through consistent, data-driven effort, profound engagement with your audience, and applying a clear, organized strategy.
The potential to transform your blog is huge, but it really requires this professional approach to make that potential reachable.
It really does.
We hope this deep dive has given you the confidence and the specific tactical knowledge to apply these strategies today. And if you loved our show, please press the like button. It really helps in the recommendation algorithm so others can access it too.
And if you haven't yet, please subscribe to our channel and activate that notification bell so you don't miss our new uploads.
Thank you for being there with us.
For access to the source material and all the resources we mentioned, please remember to visit www.pidcot.com.
Thank you for listening to the Pidcot Podcast. I will leave a link in the description below.